Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Rachel Smith is our guest, folks, our new friend. She is the founder and the CEO of Mrs. Smith's Bags. These are diaper bags. And her background is she's a mom. And we'll find out about the rest of her background. Let's get her in here and see what's going on. Rachel Smith, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Now, Rachel, did you have any business or invention background before you invented your diaper bags?
No, I didn't. I was a first grade teacher.
So you were a rookie.
Definitely a rookie.
You're a first grade teacher. Knew a lot. You knew a lot about taking care of little kids and then, of course, you're a mom. And how old, remind us how old your children are.
My daughter's 4 and my son is 6.
You're rich.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, Rachel, I know you know this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Right now, at this moment, it's the best time of your life.
I absolutely agree.
And as you see these kids seeing the world and as they respond to the world and come up with things and you say, where did they get this? Right? It happens every day, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Where did she learn that? How did she know that? I didn't know that when I was 6, right? I mean, you're saying that, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a wonderful time of your life. It's like discovering. Every day is a new world of discovery, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, they're my inspiration for my diaper bag. They're the reason I made Mrs. Smith's diaper bag.
Right. Well, so see, this is what's so cool about women inventors, ladies and gentlemen. You guys, just when we think there's no new space discoveries, there's nothing new we can do with the atom, there's nothing new we can do with the computer, you know, we're all kind of jaded about there's nothing new that we can, no new opportunities, then you come up with something like a diaper bag and create something exciting. Another lady, she's going to be mad at me because I've her name's just left me, but she invented the green bags.
Right.
You know, I mean, she just said, you know, I'm tired of throwing away food. So,
right. So
just practical things. When I mean, listen, my children are grown, Rachel, but the diaper bag before you invented yours, and the one I used when my children were little, there wasn't much difference in any of those.
No, you know what? They're basically all messenger sacks, and that's why I invented mine. I needed a bag that gave me complete organization, that I could find the sippy cups, the bottles, keep
right.
them insulated. And that's why I invented the pull-out drawer.
That's the thing. So your diaper bag, I mean, it's a technical bag. You got lots of places for lots of things.
You know, I call myself a functional designer. Fashion is important, but function was really critical when I had children that are 15 months apart under the age of 2.
Right.
My little son, he would need his Thomas train, so I'd put it in the drawer. My daughter would need her bottle cold.
Slow down for a minute, Rachel, because most people don't know what this drawer is. Tell us about it.
Because this is
the big technical part of your bag, isn't it?
Absolutely. My bag looks like a traditional diaper bag. However, it's completely organized, and at the bottom portion, there's a pull-out patented insulated drawer. So if you go to our website at Mrs.
An insulated drawer.
An insulated drawer. So if you have children with allergies or special food needs or just someone that wants to take their lunch when they're out on the day
right.
with their children.
Put a ham sandwich in there.
And you can keep it cold.
Absolutely. Ah.
Absolutely.
So it keeps hot things hot and cold things cold.
Right.
How does it know, right?
How does it know? And it also pulls completely out, so you can rinse it out if you spill something in it.
Ah.
It's the family bag. It's the bag that you...
And so the whole base, the entire base of this bag is the drawer, right?
Exactly.
I saw the video. I went to YouTube. Folks, go to YouTube and type in diaper bag Rachel Smith. That's the best way to get there. It's cool. It's a cool video. Ladies, I know you're going to be the ones that will decide this probably. Guys, no disrespect, but you know how these things work. And so, because, see, me as a guy, if I'm buying this thing, I'm just going to buy it for the bag purposes. I'm not going to wonder. I'm not going to think about what it matches or the fashion part of it, right?
No, but you'll think the drawer is so cool.
Oh, I already like the drawer. I don't have any little. Well, I do have this little grandson, but I'm I'll be using their diaper bag, but I wouldn't worry about the colors. But the ladies are going to want it to be a certain color, right?
They are.
How many colors you got?
We have 9 different styles coming in on March 31st. Right now, we have 6 different styles. We're also adding a classic pack that's a backpack only, specifically for dads.
Oh, okay. So I can look a little more macho with my diaper bag.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now that's important. See, that's what I would buy.
Absolutely.
Now you don't have one with a motor on it that we can drive around, do you?
That's next year.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, make sure that's got like 4 in the floor and mag wheels and things like that.
I'll work on it. You know, our Elite line has wipeable fabrics. They're high fashion fabrics. An alligator skin fabric. We have the.
Ooh, alligator skin. I like that.
We have an exotic line that's completely made out of plush, so it's soft.
So I could have like a. How about camouflage? You got a camouflage bag?
We do have a camo.
Really?
Camo.
I am so proud of you, Rachel.
Why is that?
Because you got a camouflage bag. That is so hip. I mean, people need that. A lot of people like camouflage.
As they do.
And ladies like camouflage sometimes, don't they?
They do, and I'm doing an event later this month. Actually, for mothers in the military, and also
good for you.
Women that had babies while their husbands were overseas.
Right, well, good for you.
We're going to donate some of those bags.
Well done, Rachel. I'm so proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Now, where are they available?
They're available at Amazon.com.
Amazon, okay.
The Chocolate Cake Club.
Now that's where I'd buy mine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, just one trip does it all, right?
Absolutely.
Get a chocolate fix and a diaper bag. Folks, it doesn't get any better than that. Okay, go ahead. Where else?
And also our basic bag, because I made a bag for everyone for any price point, any fashion style, is sold at Kmart.
Ah.
Kmart local stores or Kmart.com and ask for Mrs. Smith's diaper bag.
And your own website.
We are opening up sales. Interesting thing, because I'm a mompreneur, I'm doing all these different design things, fabric choices, selling to stores. We didn't sell at our site, but starting on March 31st, we are opening sales on our website.
But people still need to be able to go see what they look like on your site. So tell us about that. What is the website?
Well, the website, right now, we are actually redesigning it.
Oh, so it's not available right now?
No, it is absolutely available.
Well, tell me the website, Rachel.
Oh, www.mrssmithbags.com.
mrssmithbags.com. It's not supposed to be this hard, Rachel. Hey, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, you know where I'm going with this. We're going to talk about being a mompreneur and marketing after these messages. Having a lot of fun with our new friend, Rachel Smith, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Never thought I could have this much fun with a diaper bag, did you, folks?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.